Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Local News Roundup. Pfluger to hold Odessa Town Hall. U.S. Representative August Pfluger will hold a town hall meeting at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, August 2nd, at the Texas Tech University Health Science Center Academic Classroom Building in Odessa. The town hall will be open to the public and all members of the media. Cuts and Cuddles. Join the Midland College Cosmetology Department from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday for Cuts and Cuddles. Haircuts will be provided for $5 by MC Cosmetology students. Proceeds benefit the Lone Star Sanctuary for Animals. Lots of cute pets will be there, a news release said. It's a great opportunity to get a haircut and or a best friend. Even if you aren't ready to adopt, you can still come and cuddle. More information is available on the Midland College website. Annual Free Will Seminar Set. August is National Make-A-Will Month. In recognition of Make-A-Will Month, the OEL chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated will host its annual Free Will Seminar for the Permian Basin community from 10 a.m. to noon at the White House, 1702 East Wall Street. Local probate attorneys will provide information discussing making wills, estate planning, and the probate process. Community members who attend and stay for the entire seminar will receive a free will completed and executed for them. This is a free seminar and an opportunity to obtain a will for free, provided by the Omicron Epsilon Lambda chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated as a part of chapter's community service. Obituary. Lavina Salisbury, Odessa. Lavina Salisbury, 78, of Odessa, Texas, went to be with our Lord in the early morning hours of July 22nd after a short, tough battle with cancer. She was preceded in death by her parents, Oliver and Edna Upton, and four brothers, Garland, Lloyd, Elvin, and Ray Upton. She left behind her husband, Chris Salisbury, Jr. They have three daughters, Teresa and Dawn Bennett of South Carolina, Sherry and Steve Hell of Odessa, Christina and Dawn Samples of Odessa, 10 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren. Viewing is from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, July 28th at Acres West Funeral Chapel, 8115 West University Boulevard in Odessa. Service is at 1 p.m. Friday, July 29th at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Graveside services to follow. Death notices. Chester Ray Cleaver, Jr., Casper, Wyoming. Chester Ray Cleaver, Jr., 60, of Casper, Wyoming, died Friday, July 22nd in Casper, Wyoming. Viewing is scheduled for 12 to 5 p.m. July 30th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Lena Rutledge Finn, Odessa. Lena Rutledge Finn, 87, of Odessa, died Saturday, July 23rd. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home. Ernest Grafton Gardner, III, Odessa. Ernest Grafton Gardner III, 80, of Odessa, died Saturday, July 23rd, in Odessa. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Home. Olin Lee Manny, Odessa. Olin Lee Manny, 70, of Odessa, died Saturday, July 23rd, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 6 p.m., July 30th, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. Center offers diabetes reversal program. In my 20 years of clinical practice, I have never been so excited to talk about a new approach to treating chronic and progressive diseases. We were taught in our medical training that type 2 diabetes is a life sentence for the most part. It cannot be cured, but can only be managed with medications. Despite major advances in technology and a variety of pharmaceutical options for managing diabetes, it remains a major public health epidemic. At present, we have more than 50 different combinations of oral medications and more than 15 different types of insulin options available. And despite that, diabetes prevalence has been rising. Now, that should make us wonder if we are missing something. The recent Health Affairs Journal shed light on different aspects of diabetes management that need urgent attention. It mentions that the progress in diabetes prevention and treatment has stalled, and fragmentation in insurance coverage, payment, and delivery have all contributed to poor diabetes outcomes. High insulin prices, inadequate coverage by insurance providers, and low family incomes have led many in the U.S. to experience catastrophic health spending on insulin. The ultimate goal of diabetes management has been to prevent long-term complications. I know from my own experience of referring every patient to a dietitian for nutritional counseling based on ADA guidelines, but it has failed to show a sustainable impact on diabetes management. The reality is that the focus on counting carbs has not been an effective strategy. Invariably, additional medications are required every 1 to 2 years over time to better manage rising blood sugars in diabetes management. Unfortunately, approximately 50% of patients will need insulin therapy within 10 years of diagnosis with our current therapeutic approach for diabetes management. Instead of focusing on preventing complications in diabetes management, what if we address the root cause of T2D diabetes to reverse diabetes? Yes, I am talking about the reversal of diabetes and an evidence-based scientific approach where through lifestyle changes you can achieve a complete remission or rely less on prescription medications. Those of us who are certified in lifestyle medicine have been already using a whole foods plant-based diet as a primary intervention for T2D and have seen remarkable success in treating our patients. The good news is that now we even have the expert consensus statement from the American College of Lifestyle Medicine to support our work. Diet as a primary intervention for T2D can achieve remission in many adults with T2D. Dietary intervention for T2D should not have any short-term or long-term adverse effects or potentially worsen other chronic health conditions. A whole food plant-based diet is defined as a diet composed primarily of whole grains, vegetables, legumes, fruits, nuts, and seeds, while avoiding or minimizing animal foods and refined foods, including added fats. Diet as a primary intervention for T2D is most effective in achieving remission when emphasizing whole plant-based foods with minimal consumption of meat and other animal products. A low-fat, whole-food, plant-based diet can often sustain remission of T2D. A very low-carbohydrate diet can be associated with significant adverse events and cardiovascular risk that make this diet inadvisable for long-term remission of T2D. This expert consensus statement is endorsed by the American Association of Clinical Endocrinology, is supported by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and is co-sponsored by the Endocrine Society. A significant number of studies indicate that diabetes is reversible through bariatric surgeries, low-calorie diets, or low-carb diets. But these approaches are associated with surgical complications and significant treatment costs, and for the most part, are hard to maintain on a long-term basis. In the last 4 years, I have seen some amazing transformations in diabetes management by focusing on lifestyle factors and behaviors. To my surprise, these results have been better than the standard diabetes treatment that I have been offering over all these years. Also, once you remove the burden of counting carbs and calories from your daily routine, it becomes a joyous journey of feeling empowered by education, support, and a sense of well-being. My patient outcomes have fueled my passion to make this program available to everyone who has T2D in our area. Their remarkable results have forced me to look at this old disease in a new light. For this reason, we are offering the Complete Health Improvement Program at the Lifestyle Medicine Center in a group visit setup. It is an intensive therapeutic lifestyle change program delivered by a healthcare team consisting of a physician, nurse practitioner, registered dietitian, and health coach. The best part is that you do not have to change your primary care provider or your endocrinologist to participate in this program, and these medical services will be billed to your insurance. To learn how to participate in this program to reverse the progression of your diabetes, call 432-221-LIFE or 5433. Also, to learn more about the benefits of a plant-based diet to improve your overall health, do not miss the wonderful opportunity to attend the Food is Medicine seminar, scheduled on August 5th at 8:30 a.m. at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. This seminar ticket includes a delicious and healthy lunch, book signings, and an opportunity to meet and ask questions to the experts. To learn more about this seminar or to buy tickets, visit OurHealthyCity.com.
Hello, this is Michael reading another article from the Odessa American, Wednesday, July 27th. Ector County Library Ready for Book Sale by Royal McGregor. On Tuesday morning, friends of the Ector County Library president, Holly Middleton, was sorting books as the library prepares for its first book sale since February 2020. The book sale is scheduled from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Saturday in the basement of the Ector County Library. Middleton said there will be 30 people allowed at a time to choose books. The price for each book sale is $5, cash only, and people will get a tote with Friends of the Ector County Library printed on the side, and they will be allowed to fill up that bag with as many books as they can fit. Middleton said she's going to hand out numbers, and there won't be a time limit for people choosing books. There is an activity at the other end of the hall where people can wait and read. It's funny from sale to sale on what sells and what doesn't, Middleton said. Ector County Library Director Howard Marks believes a person can fit about 20 to 25 books into the tote. Marks, who took over as library director on May 31st, said he's excited for his first book sale at the library. Marks said he's expecting a couple hundred people to attend the book sale. I look forward to seeing the community come out because we've had a really good reception on social media, Marks said. It seems like a lot of people are into this. The types of books that will be sold include fiction, nonfiction, biographies, autobiographies, cookbooks, art books, Spanish, and children's books. Middleton also said there is a large collection of religion and history books. And due to the fact that there are fewer locally written articles from the news sections of the papers these days, we're going to begin reading one or two sports-related, mainly local articles, although we could include a few articles from the state of Texas as well. But we have two articles today that we'll read from the sports pages. The first is from the Midland Reporter-Telegram, and this is from Wednesday, July 27th. High School Football, Midland Christian. Cunningham to Add Offensive Wrinkles by Oscar Leroy. Chris Cunningham has not been disappointed with what he's seen in the few weeks he's been at Midland Christian. The experienced and highly successful Cunningham was hired away from Plano Prestonwood in mid-May to take over a Mustang football program that had a lot of success under longtime coach Greg McClendon, who resigned after 24 years at the school. Cunningham will look to continue the strong tradition at MCS and will add some things of his own this season, the Mustangs first being back in TAPS Division II. Last year, the Mustangs made it to the TAPS Division I state championship game and went 10-3. We started playing them in 2007 when I was just the athletic director at Plano Prestonwood, and the times that we played, what always stood out for me was the toughness, the relentlessness, and just the way the kids played, said Cunningham about the Mustangs. But also the character and the class that they exemplified. It spoke to their leadership with Coach Mack and what he established here, and to the families and the kids that are part of Midland Christian School. I told people that I had a tremendous amount of admiration for this school and this program as an outsider looking in. Being a part of this for 6 weeks, that has only grown. This is beyond what I thought it was. The Mustangs will begin preseason practices with their annual 3-day camp in Leveland beginning on Monday. The Mustangs kick off the season August 26th with a game at UIL Class 6A El Paso Americas. Going into practices, probably the biggest question mark is who is going to be the quarterback. The Mustangs have to replace 3-year starter and their most valuable player, River Rodriguez, a UTPB signee. Cunningham said the three players competing for that critical position are senior Blake Pruitt, junior Colton Newsom, and sophomore Avery Morgan. We need to see what it looks like with these guys. We want them to get their first scrimmage under our belts, Cunningham said. With all three of them, if they're not starting at quarterback, they're going to be starting somewhere else because they're tremendous athletes. Cunningham said they will change some things offensively as the Mustangs will look to throw the ball a little bit more this season under new offensive coordinator Garrett Morgan, a former head coach at Jasper who was also a part of the three state championship teams as an OC at Carthage. Also new to the staff is Taylor Potts, who will coach quarterbacks. Potts is a former quarterback standout at Abilene High and Texas Tech. For me in my comfort zone, I want to throw the ball more. But at the same time, I want to make sure we're using the talent that we have here the right way, Cunningham said. I feel like we've got the talent to fit to what we're going to be doing offensively. It's going to be a more mobile type of offense. Lots of looks formation-wise. We'll be anywhere from two back seats to empty. Cunningham said the kids and assistant coaches have done a good job of working on things over the summer in order to prepare for the new things on offense. They've always had the mentality of, we're going to hit you in the mouth. We're running downhill at you. That physical run game, Cunningham said. That part of the Mustang identity when it comes to their offense, that's not going to change. It might look a little different the way that we do it, but the mentality isn't going to change. We're still going to be that kind of team. Not much will change defensively as the Mustangs return defensive coordinator Matt Counts and other key members of the defensive staff. I always thought very highly of the way they played defense, Cunningham said. I'm a defensive coordinator, and that's always been my background. I didn't want to change a whole lot of it. Coach Counts is one of the best young coaches out there, and he does a phenomenal job with the defense and does a phenomenal job with the kids. And now here's an article from the Odessa American Friday, July 22nd edition from their sports pages. College baseball. Grinder introduced as Falcons coach, set for first campaign at helm. By Lee Scheid. The UTPB athletic program formally introduced Gabe Grinder as the Falcons' new baseball coach during a press conference Thursday. Grinder, who spent the past four seasons at Ottawa University, an NAIA school in Ottawa, Kansas, is looking forward to his first season at the helm of the program. I'm excited to be here in West Texas and create a new culture, Grinder said. We're excited to be here and to hit the ground running when school starts. UTPB Director of Athletes Todd Dooley began the search for a new coach after Brian Rinke stepped away in May after 17 years at the head of the program. Grinder was someone that quickly caught his eye. Gabe, out of the gate, was somebody we keyed on and felt like would be a really good fit for us here in Odessa, Dooley said. He just blew us all away when we brought him in. I think this is a major change for us at UTPB and our athletic program and for the baseball program, and it just solidifies for us the steps we're making in the pursuit of excellence for all our sports and competing at a high level in the Lone Star Conference. Gabe really lives up to his name. He is truly a grinder, and since he's been here, boots on the ground, he's done nothing but bust it the entire time, recruiting, field work, anything you can think of to try and get us ready for the fall. Recruiting players is going to be the key for Grinder's first season with the Falcons, and he will bring a couple of players from Ottawa University to the Permian Basin. He and his staff also plan to mine the West Coast for talent to help UTPB compete in the Lone Star Conference. A pitcher during his playing days, Grinder will be focusing on improving the Falcons on the mound, mentioning a key stat when he looked over the 2021-22 numbers when taking the position. UTPB surrendered more than 11 earned runs a game during the season, and Grinder is looking for that to change immediately. Last season, Ottawa gave up 3.67 earned runs per contest, and that's what Grinder will be looking for from a staff that has to navigate a tough conference schedule right from the start. Need to be competitive? Be competitive, he said when asked about the pitching staff. For us, when you see an 11.5 ERA, that's the first thing. It's the first pitching staff that I've been around that we had more walks than strikeouts, So it's, how do you compete inside the strike zone? We bring a really structured plan on the pitching side. We force guys to compete every day. And finally, I want to read one more sports article. This is also from the past few days. This is from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. I wanted to look for an article related to the Rockhounds, and this is the most recent article that they published. McCann and Rockhounds riding high after 10-2 road trip by Christopher Hattern. Catcher Kyle McCann and the Midland Rockhounds know not to mess with a good thing when circumstances are going well. McCann and the Rockhounds recently capped a 10-2 road trip at Corpus Christi in Frisco, highlighted by a 9-game winning streak at one point. The 6'2", 217-pound McCann played a heavy hand in the team's success, hitting 300, 12 for 40, with 6 home runs and 16 RBI on the road trip. Following a 4-day break that coincided with Major League Baseball's All-Star break, McCann and the Rockhounds, 14-4, entered Friday's series opener against second-place Amarillo, 10-8, at Momentum Bank Ballpark with a 4-game lead in the Texas League North standings. "We had a superstition with our blue jerseys," McCann said. "We were wearing our blue jerseys until we lost. We kept that going. We got 9 wins in a row. So we were wearing blue every day. But just being around the clubhouse, everyone is good energy. Everyone wants to be there. It makes it a lot of fun." Despite having a prospect-laden roster, an injury-plagued Midland team underperformed in the first half, finishing in last in the Texas League North with a 31-38 record. The Rockhounds have turned their fortunes around, highlighted by a hitting staff that swatted 24 home runs on its recent road trip. In addition to McCann's 6 round trippers, Logan Davidson, Marty Bacina, and Brett Harris hit 3 homers each. "We still have some injuries, but we're getting closer to our whole team," Midland manager Bobby Crosby said. "It's just guys getting hot like McCann. Him and Bacina have really stepped up when the other guys have been out. To get those guys on a roll, it's been big for us." McCann, who is referred to by Crosby as Big Diesel, nearly matched his 2021 season total in home runs, 8, with his recent tear on the road trip. McCann, who was selected by the Oakland Athletics in the 4th round of the 2019 amateur draft out of Georgia Tech, currently ranks 2nd among Texas League catchers with a .381 on-base percentage and .497 slugging percentage. "That was a fun week for sure," McCann said. "I just went in trying to win for the team, and I happened to have a good week. I was swinging the bat, seeing it well. It just makes everything a lot better, winning and everything." There's reason to believe the Rockhounds can get stronger, too. On the 2nd game of the road trip, Midland got backfield infielder Zach Geloff, who missed nearly 2 months with a shoulder injury. Geloff, the Athletics' number 3 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, drove in 4 runs in the Rockhounds' 8-4 win over Frisco Sunday before their break. Crosby says Midland also expects to get back outfielders Michael Guldberg, broken rib, and Devin Foyle, wrist, from the injured list in about 2 weeks. "We'll see what happens when they come back, but the core group of guys that we have here right now are really good," Crosby said. "It will be a tough lineup to crack whoever comes back because everybody seems to be hitting the ball right now." Midland has also been boosted by the recent addition of reliever Charles Hall, who earned the Texas League Pitcher of the Week before the break. Hall, 27, has not allowed a hit or earned run in over 9 1/3 innings while striking out 17. "He came up and we needed a guy to fill in and give us some innings," Crosby said. "Every time I put him out there, he seems to be striking out on the side or doing something great. He is really good stuff. He has a great curveball. As long as he keeps pitching close to what he's doing right now, he's going to be a late inning guy for us. 7th, 8th, and 9th at times to close games out. Usually it takes guys a little break here and there, and the next thing you know, they are pitcher of the week and they're a big-time prospect, so he's doing well."
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Sleep Monitor subtracts minutes in sleep time. Dear Dr. Roach, in one of your columns, someone asked if it was helpful to just rest during the night and how did that compare to sleeping if one is unable to sleep. You said just resting was not that helpful, that one really needed sleep. I wanted to ask about restless minutes as recorded by a fitness watch. Restless minutes are separated from awake minutes, so I am referring only to the times when I've moved but still asleep. Why are these subtracted from actual sleep time? I usually have no trouble sleeping and wake up on my own within 6 hours, but I'm always surprised when my fitness watch subtracts these restless minutes from the time slept. They often add up to around 30 to 45 minutes. Answer. Restless sleep isn't a term used by sleep experts, and I'm not sure what your sleep device is registering. It could be that you are indeed asleep and moving around. This might be normal, but could also be a manifestation of restless leg syndrome. You may also be awake or nearly awake for a short time and not remember it. This can be an issue in people with obstructive sleep apnea. I don't want to leave you with the idea that you have abnormal sleep. Consumer sleep monitors are not perfect, and the device could be misreading what is happening. If you feel like you sleep well, and you aren't sleepy during the day, even when doing something uninteresting for a prolonged period, odds are that you are sleeping just fine. I have had many patients get so worried about what their sleep monitors say that it has adversely affected their sleep.
Dear Abby, for Wednesday, July 27th. Desire for attention drives wife back to old boyfriend. Dear Abby, I've been married to my husband, Jim, for 3 years, but we have been together for 7. It hasn't been an easy road for us. I love him, but he doesn't give me the attention or time that I want. We have 2 kids we're raising from previous relationships. I didn't intentionally set out to hurt him, but 3 years ago, I reconnected with someone from my past I'll call Mac. Mac and I have been off and on since reconnecting. Now I find myself not wanting to hurt either of them, but I'm in love with both of them. I have thought about leaving Jim several times, but I can't bring myself to do it. I feel like I'm living a double life. Jim suspects that I'm talking to someone else, but won't come out and ask me directly. All I want is to be happy and not hurt others in the process. Please give me some advice. Thoroughly confused in the East. Dear Thoroughly Confused, your husband is already suspicious. If you think you are doing him a favor by keeping silent, you are kidding yourself. He hasn't come out and asked you directly because he may be afraid of upsetting the apple cart. This is not just a choice you are making between 2 men. There are children involved, and where will a divorce leave them? If your problem is Jim's lack of attention, don't you think you should tell him that? He won't enjoy hearing it, but it may give him a chance to rectify the situation. After that, if he decides he is through with you, your problem will be solved and you can enjoy your Big Mac. Dear Abby, I have a 5-year-old daughter, Kim, whose father is not in the picture. If that's not tough enough, I don't know his whereabouts. I haven't heard from him in a year because he has had past trouble with the law. He obviously isn't interested in being involved in her life, and I've accepted that. However, he has family members who live not far away, and they haven't made any efforts either. My teenage son is close with Kim's father's nephews, as they have been friends since he and I dated. I have been debating whether to reach out to my ex's sisters to address their lack of involvement in Kim's life. If they want no part of it, I guess I'll have to give up trying, although it's a shame she doesn't know her family on Dad's side. The main reason I want to contact them is so she can get to know them, or if they choose not to, I can at least explain to her when she's older that I tried. Do you think it's worth it to reach out, or should their absence confirm their lack of interest? Uncomfortable situation. Dear Uncomfortable, because you feel it's important for Kim to know that you at least tried reaching out to her father's side of the family, give them a call. However, it seems to me their absence is already sending a strong message that, for whatever reason, they prefer to keep their distance.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.